to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Welcome back to SBA Radio for Small Business Advice with SBA Director Ruben Garcia, Small Business Guest Expert, and your host, Cass Taylor, brought to you by CBeyond.net. Big solutions for growing your small business.
Yes, indeed. And this segment is brought to you by Degree.com, where you can earn a degree online. Kaz here with Ruben Garcia of the SBA, District Director of San Diego and...
Imperial County.
Imperial County.
That's right.
You cover a lot of space there.
Yes, sir.
Big fella. And, you know, I was enjoying listening to these segments because these are some segments that Ruben, as an SBA guy, deals with every day.
Every
and this
day.
Is another topic that he deals with every day. So we're going to have fun diving into this. But
yes.
As a small business, did you ever wonder... if customer service is an art or a science?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, some people may be confused about that. If it's an art, there's some intuitive needs, and if it's a science, it can be taught. Well, consumer service expert Lee Tomlinson of Wamish Training has an answer. Lee, good to have you.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
It's our pleasure. Let's start out by having you define what in the world Wamish is, and then we'll dive into the customer service component.
Well, Wamish is actually the name of our customer service Bible, if you will, a book that was written by my friend and mentor, Ray Considine. But it actually is an acronym, and it stands for the first letters of Why Are You, W-A-Y, Making It, M-I, So Hard, S-H, For Me To Give You My Money. And it's... You know, how many times have you been in a business where, doggone it, you want to buy something and they're rude, they ignore you, they don't appreciate you, they don't pay attention. All of those crazy things that businesses do to push their customers into the arms of their competitors
yep.
are what we call Wamishes. And so the Wamish trainings are all about preventing Wamishes and keeping your customers forever and turning them into raving fans that will turn their friends into new customers for you.
You know, one of the things that everybody's asking themselves right now, Lee, is how important is customer service in this economy?
Well, I mean, it's important in any economy. What most people forget is that there's only two things great companies do, and that is they get customers, and if they're really great, they retain
they
them.
Keep them, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, the most amount of money you make are from your existing customers, not from the ones that just came in the door, and yet 90% of the attention that most businesses put on is getting new customers, and forgetting their old ones. And that's a shame, because the truth is you can make more money and turn them into more money through referrals of their friends to you than you can with the new one walking in the door. So in these days where getting new customers is ever more difficult than it has been in years past, retaining your existing customer base and getting more business out of them is way more important for success and in some cases, sadly, for survival these days until the economy turns around.
Yes.
So what do I need to do first to provide my customer with amazing customer service?
Amazing customer service.
Amazing. Yes. Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, we use the word amazing or fabulous or wow them or, you know, all of those kinds of things. But the honest to goodness truth is that in a recent survey, and we found this certainly with the companies we've been working with, 80% of the customers that defect to the competitors are a combination of being ignored, not feeling appreciated, and not solving their problems to their satisfaction. Too often in a business, we solve our problems or our customers' problems to suit our policies and
exactly.
procedures, which is great. You get your policy and procedure done, and you'll lose a customer.
Exactly.
That's penny wise and pound foolish.
Exactly.
What's the number one decision? Apparently, the number one decision, from our experience, is make a decision that keeping your customers is at least as important as getting new. Make the commitment to give great customer service, number one. Number two is not to rush out and try and do things all differently, but since you're, unless you're a sole proprietor, if you've got people working for you, you need to start inside your business and start treating your people, your employees, at least as well as you want your customers treated, so that they're in the spirit and the mood with the skills to then go out and do it. So we say start internally and then start figuring out what your customers want and need. How do you figure out what they want and need? Ask them.
Yep.
Ask them. Yep. I mean, it's so simple. You just literally need, they'll tell you. You just need to say, what are we doing that you like? What are we doing that you don't like? And what are we not doing that you wish we would do? And, boy, you'll get answers for sure, and you'll know exactly how to treat them so that they remain your customer forever.
Well said. Lee Tomlinson and Wamish Training. And one of the things, Lee, you talk about keeping the customer, and that's so invaluable. And one of the things that I've learned, too, is customers – it's not a us versus them. It's a relationship kind of a thing. And if you can establish a relationship, first of all, with your, as you say, with your employees, a consumer will know if there's tension in the ranks just by the way an associate presents, you know, your product or service. And if they are so gung-ho for you, it's easy to be infectious. I would guess.
Well, exactly. I mean, exactly. I mean, it's meant to be infectious. I mean, yeah. There are so many companies out there. We call them firms of endearment that are set up, you know, which is the title of a very fine book, I might add. But they set up their business to take care of their employees. Take Zappos, for instance. Zappos doesn't advertise. Why don't they advertise? They're built by word of mouth. Why do they have great word of mouth? Because they have a great relationship. Mm-hmm. With all of their customers who can't wait to say, wow, they delivered it overnight when they had to deliver it next week. They gave me free returns. I can take it. All of those things they do to wow their customers ends up with saved money on advertising and promotion and customers who spend a whole lot more and tell their friends who spend a whole lot more again.
Exactly. You know, Lee, let me ask a question that I wasn't planning on asking, but it really begs the question, and that is,
sure.
A lot of times, we all make mistakes, and so a business may have made an error to a consumer. One of the things that frosts me is when you call them and they don't even own up to the mistake that they made, and they make all these kind of excuses, and if they really realize, I would have compassion for them, and the way that they deal and admit to their problem and come along beside me and help solve it ingratiates me more to them than the other direction. But people get into their brains that they have to protect themselves at the cost of business.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Whether you're, we have a client in Comcast and we have the San Diego Zoo and a lot of smaller businesses as well. You know, it's really amazing the power of these two simple words or three simple words. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And just said and stop. I mean, said sincerely, not, you know, off the script. You know, now say, I'm sorry for the inconvenience, and I know you're upset. No. How about what happens, again, using Zappos as an example, because they're such a good example. How about, oh, my God, I can't believe we did that. Boy, what dunderheads we are. And then, but then, after you say you're sorry, the one that really seals the deal and keeps that customer for life is, what can we do to make this right?
Yes,
okay.
Well said.
Is that the most is that the most important rule in customer service, or is there a more important rule than that?
Well, you know, probably the most important rule is, you know, when you're looking at anything you do with a customer, you know, the bottom line is, will it keep the customer, or keep the customer? Anything that you do that interacts with your customer, ask yourself the question, is this making our relationship closer, or is it pushing him or her away? So, you know, the most important rule is, A, care about your customers. B, express your gratitude for their business. And C, treat them like you'd like to be treated.
Exactly. Wow, that's great.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, it's really simple. I mean, it's that old golden rule stuff that Granny and Grandpa and everybody else always told you. I mean, that's one of the things. If you get right down to it, it's like, look, the reason why I got into this business, aside from my friend and mentor who taught me everything I know about customer service at Wamish, was, you know, I get furious when I'm trying to spend thousands and sometimes way more than that, and a company is rude and they're argumentative and they're forgetful and they don't do what they're going to say, you know, that's really annoying. And so, you know, it's, how do I want to be treated? Well, that's what we're trying to do. I want to go out and have a great time when I buy things. I mean, I'm going to spend my hard-earned money. I want to be treated respectfully and gratefully. That's all I want.
That's what you
and that's
get.
What we teach.
That's what
you know. Again, if you go to, you know, our website and you can see we've got up there a whole bunch of videos of us doing presentations. I mean, that's really basically the bottom line of, you know, is treat people like you'd like to be treated, and they'll be there forever.
Lee, what is your website, by the way, if they want to get in touch with you?
Well, they can go to www.waymish.com. And if they want to send us an email and ask for any information, they can certainly do it there. Or they can go to waymishtraining@gmail.com. That's waymishtraining@gmail.com. And look, we just want companies to make more business. We want them to be more successful, and we want it to be a great experience for the consumer as well. And you know what? That's all customer service. It's not about your product. It's not about your service. It's about the way you treat people. And that can be taught. To answer your original question, is it an art or a science? It's both.
Yep.
Both. Good.
We're talking with Lee Tomlinson. Waymish.
Yep.
Waymish stands for why are you making it so hard? And that's the point of the matter is, my friend, good customer service is good common sense.
That's right.
So we've got about 20 seconds left in this segment. It goes quickly, doesn't it, Lee?
It does. What fun, though, guys. I love what you're doing, and I thank you for the opportunity to be here. Customer service, keep those customers, keep making money, and we'll get through these tough times and succeed and way more than that.
Wow, wonderful. Wow. That's great. Thank you so much, Lee. You've been a fantastic guest.
Great inspiration.
Thank you for the great information.
Yes. My pleasure. Thank you guys very much,
thank you.
Hope to talk to you soon.
All righty. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Lee Tomlinson, Waymish Training. And the segment's been brought to you by our sponsor, CBeyond.net, who has big solutions for growing your small business. You know, we're going to spend some time with Ruben and some of Ruben's favorite people, because Ruben's favorite people generally have great knowledge about small businesses.
Yes, they do.
So we're going to do that in the next segment.
All right.
And this is brought to you by WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Be right back.
Save your cash while increasing your sales. Every business knows cash is king. Quit paying out your cash while maintaining all the services you need. At the same time, increase sales with new customers. Sound too good to be true? It's not. WS Radio has done it using traditional business practices. We will even give you $250 in services just to give it a try. Log on to wsradio.com/barter. That's wsradio.com/barter.
Thank you for listening to WS Radio. If you are not listening on your smartphone, WS Radio and our friends at MentorMate have just made it a lot easier with our new WS Radio 2.0 iPhone, BlackBerry, and Android apps. Just search for WS Radio in the iPhone store, BlackBerry, or Android market. There are all free downloads so you can listen live or on demand to your favorite show. These new apps work on most iPhones and for the newer BlackBerry and Androids. After you check them out and see how well they work, pay a little visit to our preferred app developer, MentorMate. They have been programming mobile applications for over 10 years now and are one of the few companies that handle all three major smartphones. The world is going mobile, and that is where your company should be. To learn more about MentorMate and our new WS Radio 2.0 phone apps, log on to wsradio.com/mobile. That is wsradio.com/mobile.
If you sell online, Genco Marketplace is the leading wholesaler of retail returns and surplus inventories, liquidating $7 million worth of merchandise daily. Connect at wsradio.com/.com returns from the world's largest online retailer. .com returns offers purchasing at liquidation prices with merchandise that's higher quality than returns from national chain stores. See for yourself at wsradio.com/.product returns. That's wsradio.com/.product returns.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.